Yes, it's Lavi. I hope everything is going well with everyone. So if you can please dial for Yehuda ben Shifra, have a David Feinstein Street, a David ben Shemayahu. He had a procedure today. If you can please dial for him, Rav Chaim Dov Keller Shlita. Another sick person is in decent, is unfortunately not good condition, is Dov ben Yichud Freida. Dov ben Yichud Freida and Avraham Meir ben Bela Feger. Avraham Meir ben Bela Feger. And I'm going to give us the other calling. Matisyahu Chaim ben Ito. Binyamin Ovadia ben Esther. Yisrael Moshe ben Sipol Feger. Moshe Dov ben Feger Bracha. Yehudit bat Wina. Yehudit bat Wina. Avam Yishiyahu ben Aviva. Yitzchak Chaim ben Hinda Sawol. Yitzchak Chaim, Ben Hindel Sawol, Leah Pesha Bastina, Chaya Malka Bat Sheva, Netanel Ilan Ben Shena Tzipoa, Yekutiel Zalman Ben Sara, Daphna Bracha Zahava Pasvegalea, Daphna Bracha, Zahava, Basegalea, Miriam Batsal Rezel, Brina Bracha Baswina, if you can please down for, Baruch Tzvi Ben Esther, Sprintzer Bad Esther, you can please down for all the scholars of Fuwa Shlema. So this part of Shriek's Parsha is Vayah Akev. So while Moshe Shor from Lakewood said a beautiful Vaya Ekev Tishma'un. Vaya Ekev. Ekev means Ikva de Mashicha. If you're listening to the Torah then Ikva de Mashicha, what's Vahaya then? Haya is language of happiness. You're giving Simcha to Hashem. When a Jew listens and keeps the Torah then Ikva de Mashicha, you're giving a lot of happiness to Hashem. Another pshat is when Moshe Shor said, "Vaya Ekev Tishma'un." Ekev, of course, means step. You know, like Yaakov Avinu was holding on to the Ekev of Esau. Zokar Moshe Shor teaching us, "Vaya Ekev Tishma'un." Listen to yourself on every step, meaning watch every step you take in life. Think about what you're doing is correct or not correct. You know, think about it. Make sure you're making the right step in the eyes of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. The Walag said different pshat, "Vaya Ekev Tishma'un." Ekev, like Rashi said, when people step on you. If when people are stepping upon you and trying to stop you to do Torah mitzvahs, we're talking about the anti-Semites, the Sona Yisrael, and but you're still doing it, but you're doing the Hayah, you're doing with happiness, you're doing with Simcha, keeping the Torah mitzvahs, even though anti-Semites are trying to prevent you, Tishma'un, that's plural. Why Tishma'un plural? Because you're going to influence other people to listen to the Torah also. Then we say Vaya im shakoach tishkach as Hashem. So when Moshe Shua said Vaya im shakoach tishkach as Hashem. So you and Vaya we said was language of happiness. You should be happy. You're gonna forget Hashem. Zokar Moshe Shua said Vaya im shakoach tishkach as Hashem. Vaya im shakoach. If you forget how to be happy, you forget how to smile inside and out, but you get depressed. Then tishkach Hashem, then you become forget Hashem. You're going to come to do aveiros. You're going to come to do sins. Then the Machitzer Rebbe said, Hashem tells Bnei Yisrael, don't wipe out all the nations of Israel in Israel at the first try, because then animals are going to come all over the land. So the Machitzer Rebbe asked a great question. Hashem could have stopped the animals also. So what's going on? Zakta Machitzer Rebbe. What the Kaddish Baruch Hu was telling Bnei Yisrael, Hashem's telling the Jewish people, Hashem's telling the Yidden, that if you're going to wipe out all the nations in Canaan, Eretz Yisrael, at one shot, that means you're going to become animalistic. So it's going to be like you're the animals running over Eretz Yisrael. You're the animals running over Eretz Yisrael. So that shot that, you know, you're the animalistic, you're the animals running over Eretz Yisrael. So don't wipe out all the nations in Israel in one shot, because you're going to become animalistic, and that's what you're saying, the animals are going to run over Israel. Then by Yirmiyah Newman from Chicago said another beautiful word. It says, you know, it says, what is it, what does Hashem ask from you to fear Hashem? And I think that maybe the Arizal, but across the Gemara, that we're talking about Legabe Moshe Rabbeinu. For Gabi, so Yirmiyahu Neumann asked a question, but that doesn't answer me. Hashem is asking us, what do you want for us to fear him? So what do you mean Legabe Moshe? So Zakra Yirmiyahu Neumann, he said beautiful pshat. He said Legabe Moshe, those who are next to Moshe Rabbeinu. We know Moshe Rabbeinu was a year of Shemayim. We know Moshe Rabbeinu feared Hashem. So Legabe, those who are close to Moshe Rabbeinu, the year of Shemayim that Moshe had will fall onto them, will like rub onto them. Well, Moshe Rabbeinu will have influence on them. So Yirmiyahu Neumann said that applies to us. They're tzaddikim and tzaddikas of our generation. So you get close to them. You should get close to them because their year of Shemayim will come onto you. The Chafetz Chaim said different shav. Vata Yisrael ma Hashem sholem mach. Zok the Chafetz Chaim, Vata Yisrael. Now Yisrael, now every Jew. Every Jew in every situation of life, Ma Hashem Sholem Ach, should think what does Hashem want from them in that situation. Every Jew should think what does Hashem want for them in that situation. But for Avigdor Miller, Zatzal said another beautiful word. He said, you know, if you look, it's a long list of Hashem to fear him, to love him with all your heart, with all your soul, to love him. It's a list of items that Hashem's asking for you. So these are not easy items to get. Zakwa Avigdor Miller, Zatzal. He said, what Ma Hashem Sholem Ach? The word ma, Chazal learns from the word ma, meya, that a Jew every day has to make 100 brachos a day. Zakvav Avigdor Miller, when a Yid, when a Jew, when a member of Bnei Yisrael makes 100 brachos every day, they realize how much they have to show gratitude to Hashem, what Hashem gave them. And they have to realize, they have to constantly be saying thank you to Hashem for everything Hashem gave them. Zakvav Avigdor Miller, when you realize how much Hashem gave you, you realize for sure you'll fear him, you'll love him, you're for sure you have to show gratitude back to Hashem to keep his commandments, and therefore to fear him, to serve him with all your heart, with all your soul. The Walag said different, just a little different pshat. The Walag said, Vata Yisrael Ma Hashem Sholem Ach, Vata Yisrael, Vata with an ayin, but Vata could also, is pronounced the same way, like with an aleph. So Vata Yisrael Ma Hashem Sholem Ach Liyira. So the Zakhtar Balag, we're asking, what are you, a Jew. You a member of Klai Yisrael, what's Hashem asking? To fear him. Because you're Jewish, because you're a member of Klai Yisrael, you can do this. You can do all this list because you have tremendous Kedush in you. You have a Tzelem Elokim in you. So Vata Yisrael, realize, Mr. Jew, realize you. You're a Jew, so you can for sure fear Hashem. You can for sure love Hashem with all your heart, with all your soul. Is nothing to worry about, because you for sure can do it. Then this week's parsha, I believe, is the second parsha of Kriya Shema. And Zakwa David Palm Shlita from Toronto, he says, you know, Hashem says, if you do Avodah Zarah, I'm going to throw you out. I'm going to close up the heavens. I'm not going to make sure there's not going to be no rain. And the lands are not going to give any vegetables or fruits. And you're going to be thrown out of Eretz Yisrael. Then when after talks about you have to put on tefillin, you have to teach your children Torah, you have to learn Torah, and you have to put on mezuzahs. Zakwa David Palm, why does that come after, right after where Hashem said, I'm going to throw you out of Eretz Yisrael? Zakwa David Palm, because you might think if Hashem throws us out of his land, Eretz Yisrael, we might not be chayv to keep Torah and mitzvahs anymore. So Hashem saying, no. Even so you're out of Eretz Yisrael, you still have to put in tefillin. You still have to teach your children Torah. You still have to put mezuzahs on. Don't kid yourself. You still have to keep the Torah and mitzvahs. Don't kid yourself. Then I think the next one might be Rabbi Yamin Neumann from Chicago, but I'm not sure if he says, but... So Rabbi Yamin Neumann, I believe it's Rabbi Yamin Neumann from Chicago, but I could be wrong, but he said, why is it first mentioned tefillin in the second part of Kriya Shema, then teach your children Torah? Then it says learn Torah, then put on mezuzahs. So I believe it's Rabbi Yamin Neumann, but he said, pshat is because the best way to teach your children Torah, for them to see that you're keeping it, that you put on tefillin, that you're learning Torah, that you're putting mezuzahs on your house. By being an example to them, that's the best way of learning Torah. And last word, by Gluck from Yeshiva Yisrael in Queens, called the Ochaim HaKadosh called Zohar Kadosh. Zohar Kadosh said, the greatest happiness Hashem gets when someone's learning Torah. So I'm not sure this part is by Gluck or Ochaim HaKadosh, but Vaya Eker Tishma'un. Vaya is the language of happiness. When you give happiness to Hashem, Eker Tishma'un. When you steigen in Torah. Ekev can mean since. since you're learning Torah Tishmon, since you're listening Tishmon al Mishpatim, since you're listening to Torah, since you're learning Torah Vahaya, that's the language of happiness. That's giving happiness to Hashem. That's when you give happiness to Hashem, when you learn Torah. By Gluck said that vort. It might be the Ochaim HaKadosh, but I'm not sure. But I'm going to leave you two vorts. Again, ask your local Orthodox rabbi. These are halachas discussed at your Shabbos table. Sorry for that. Again, ask your local Orthodox rabbi. I believe it's Rav Shmuel Felder from Lakewood said this, but Rav Aye Marcus, as you saw, said the same halacha. That it's in Shabbos Kaddish, in Shabbos, let's say your glasses that you wear become foggy. So, you know, to get rid of the fog or to clean your glass, you have to put water on it. So a Felder, I believe, from Lakewood and my Vi Marcus said that's the halacha, that if you're gonna clean off your glasses with water, it's better to put the water on the glasses and then take a shmata to take the water off your glasses. But don't put water onto the shmata and then rub the glasses with the water in the shmata. Because when you put water into the shmata and then use that shmata to clean your glasses, you're doing schita. So you should not put the water into the cloth, put water on your glasses, and then take a cloth to clean it off. Rav Heshi Kahan, he is connected to Rav Zucker's yeshiva in Brooklyn. Rav Heshi Kahan said, in a kosh lishi, you can put ice cubes in it. If you have a kosh lishi of hot tea, you have a kosh lishi, third cup of hot tea, kosh lishi hot tea, you can put ice cubes in it on Shabbos, as long as it's a kosh lishi. Have a gewaldig Shabbos. Bye-bye. I hope everything's going well.